Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Ashley?
Morning.
Morning.
So, Miss Ashley, this is a little different this morning. You're trying to set up your best friend's boyfriend. What are the details on this?
So, my friend Rachel, she's been dating this guy, Colin, about 6 months or so, and you know how you just meet somebody and you just don't get a good vibe from them. And as you continue getting to know them, like, the vibe just gets worse. It's kind of how I feel with him. And I've just been supportive because she seems really happy. But there's just been something that's happened and I'm just really not okay with this guy.
Okay, well, what's going on?
About 2 weeks ago, I got a couple calls on a Friday night. And they were from Colin. I just kind of ignored them. And then, like, he called for a third time. And I'm like, okay, something is weird. So I answered the phone. And he's drunk at a friend's. And he's like, can you come pick me up? I can't drive. And I'm like, okay. I don't know why he's not calling his girlfriend or...
Right.
Yeah. So I go pick him up. Turns out he's leaving some other girl's house. I drop him off at home. I go home and I'm like, this is so weird. This doesn't make any sense to me. Right. And then I get a text message at 1 a.m. from Colin saying he needs company and can I come over and hang out with him?
What kind of company?
I mean, at 1 a.m.?
True, that kind of company. Okay.
My thoughts, exactly. So I told Rachel. I fill her in. She basically just laughed the story off, said that I'm making a big deal out about nothing. It's no big deal. It's fine. He's funny, whatever.
Oh, she's sprung.
Oh, she's understanding. Does she have a sister? Because I have a friend who's single.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I want to put him up for a staycation and see what he says.
Your friend seems kind of dumb. I mean,
Joey.
How would you not take something like that seriously, though?
Right.
I don't know.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
She deserved to be cheated on.
Joey, can you not?
If he does say someone else's name, where do you go from there?
I don't know. I mean, he says someone else's name, it's obvious he's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
He's cheating, right. And really, at least then, I have proof.
Right. Did you tell your friend to listen into the show?
Yeah, she listens all the time.
That's always so crazy to me when you tell, like, a friend, like, hey, I think your boyfriend's cheating on you. They usually never believe you.
It's true.
It's crazy.
But that was a lot of stuff that you had going against him. I usually try to find at least some kind of silver lining, but a text at 1 a.m. and you picked him up from some other girl's house?
Well, yeah, and he's drunk when he's texting you. He wants company. Like, you, there's no explaining that.
He was trying to double dip. You saw that?
Ew.
You know, let's call him. Colin's a cheater's name, by the way.
Oh, my God.
So what we're going to do is we're going to call Colin. We're going to offer him the free romantic staycation and ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
If he does say Rachel, are you going to apologize and let him know that we're on the radio with him? Or you would just want us to hang up on him?
Well, I feel like he should know that I have a little bit of an issue with him. I'm not super nice to him, but...
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, so, if he does say your friend's name, then let's confront him and why you suspected him and cheating anyways, okay?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, and maybe you flirt with him, see if he'll try to holler
at
you.
Oh, my God!
Ew. He did try to double dip that night.
So gross.
He wanted company. All right, we Colin. Up next, staycation setup. Your morning mess, don't you move. Okay, we're back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Ashley moments ago about how she suspects her best friend's boyfriend of cheating on her, and she wants to help a best friend. I think you're a great friend for doing so. But Ashley, your friend is kind of dumb because you told her that you think he's cheating and she doesn't believe you.
Right. I tried and she's not listening, so...
First of all, it was weird because he called you to have you pick him up from someone's house, right?
Yeah, he late night partying from some girl's house and he called me, of all people, to come pick him up. I mean, I drop him off and then 1 a.m. he's texting me like he needs company. Can I come over?
Slimy.
There's something so not right about him.
Yeah, super slimy.
trying to double dip. I'm trying to tell
That's
you.
That's disgusting.
All right. Well, we're going to call him up and then offer him a free romantic staycation and ask him that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Hopefully he says your friend Rachel's name. If not, then he has some explaining to do and you can jump on, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Colin?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Colin. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay, so we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're going to accompany that with our honeymoon package, and I'm calling both to congratulate you on your winning and to see if maybe we could get you set up with your reservation now that I have you on the line.
Okay, what's the catch?
Well, there's no real catch here. We are asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay. I mean, we can go over those details in a moment, but the stay in itself is completely free of charge.
Okay, if I do a review or something, can it be anonymous?
It can be, yeah. I guess I've never thought about that. It could be an anonymous review.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay. Well, Colin, let me go ahead and get your reservation paperwork out. We have a few questions to go over. Now, my first one is we leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I can put some generic messages on there, but since this is a romantic weekend stay, I wanted to see maybe if you had something more specific. I can jot that down whenever you're ready, sir.
How about, to my queen from your king?
Okay, perfect. Now my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest's first and last name, please.
Put me down with, Selena.
You asshole. I knew you were cheating. I knew it. And I tried to tell her over and over again, you were cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
You asshole. I knew it.
So, Colin, first things, you're live on the radio. Second thing,
yeah, welcome.
We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. And third, that's your girlfriend's best friend, Ashley. You familiar?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what you're going off about.
The fact that you're cheating on my best friend, your girlfriend, Rachel.
Well, I mean, I think you're just a little confused here.
Confused.
What?
Yeah, you should probably explain.
Well, I mean,
yes, enlighten us, please.
First of all, that's not just any girl. It's actually my sister, Selena.
You?
What?
Ew. You're going to take your sister
on a romantic stay? Wait, what do you want to put on that note?
Hey, guys, I'm going to go ahead and interrupt right here. He doesn't have a sister. I know for a fact he only has a brother.
Wait,
oh my
what?
Gosh.
Colin.
This guy's smart.
Wait, so Colin, your sister?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. She's actually kind of an offspring of something that my father had done years ago, and you know, he's been a family secret for a long time, and nobody
this
really
just
knows
makes
enough.
No sense.
This
so your
guy.
Secret sister, you wanted to give her a hotel stay?
Stop it, Colin.
Yeah.
You know, stick with that story that this is a sister you were trying to invite over to hang out with at the hotel. Is that what you're sticking with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's the stupidest story I've ever heard.
It really is. Who was the girl's house that you were at that you asked Ashley to pick you up at? Was that Selena? Was that someone else?
No, it was just somebody that I've known for a while.
And why did you ask Ashley to pick you up and not your girlfriend?
Well, I mean, I just figured, you know, why raise any suspicions? I just figured
have nothing to hide, why would you even think that?
And why'd you invite Ashley over? Because you needed some company.
I was out. I was drinking, you know, having a good time. Probably had a little bit too much of a good time.
And that's when you call your girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess I could have.
Oh, my God. All right.
You need some help, honey.
Yeah, you're annoying.
You need some help. We've got counseling services that we can offer to you.
We don't need to give him it. Ashley, do you need anything else from this guy? Are you done?
I am so done, and Rachel's about to be completely done with you as well.
One last question. Colin, you still there?
I'm here.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Miss Ashley, I think you have plenty to go on there. And let me say again, if your girl still believes in this guy who sounds very smug, she's dumber than him. She's very dumb to stay with this guy like this.
We don't have to do that.
No, I hear you. I think that I have more than enough. Yeah.
I just hope that she does believe this and doesn't buy his stupid sister story.
Yeah.
How can you possibly?
A secret sister.
He has a brother. That's it. ridiculous.
It was really bad.
Secret sister.
Yeah, good luck.
That's the craziest out of all staycations we've ever done. That's the crazy excuses. Yeah. We should hashtag it. If you have a Twitter account, I got kicked off Twitter, but if you have one or anything else, hashtag secret sister. That's going to be the new term for side chick. Side chick, that term is dead. We're going to start saying hashtag secret sister. Love it. Everyone hashtag it. Do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.